Well, Richard, I guess congratulations is probably the first thing to say, because this is an iconic event, and in the line of work that you do promoting such events, it's a jewel in the crown for you, really, isn't it?
Oh, we're truly thrilled to be the custodians of the Burnie 10 for at least the next 3 years and hopefully longer. It's a partnership made in heaven with the Burnie Athletic Club. I've got so much respect for their team. They do an amazing job with the Burnie New Year's Eve Carnival. I've worked with them for 6 years really closely
now.
Of course,
yeah.
I've built up a terrific relationship with them, filled with trust, and we've delivered a number of wonderful projects together. So I'm excited to jump into a formal joint venture with them on the Burnie 10. And I think with what they can bring to the party and what we've got with Epic Events and Marketing and our team and the reach that we've got in the mass participation sporting space, not just across Tasmania, but our contacts in the state, we can have a wonderful secured future for the Burnie 10.
For people that aren't familiar with what you do, just tell us about the events that you're already involved in.
So we own and organise the Hobart Run the Bridge, the largest fun run in Tasmania, also the Launceston Running Festival, which was on just a couple of weeks ago. It's the largest fun run in Launceston. We also do a number of events for other people. So Athletics Tasmania own the Cadbury Marathon. They contract Epic Events and Marketing mm-hmm. to manage that. We're in Darwin this weekend for the NT City to Surf up there, and a cycling event next month, the Top End Grand Fondo as well. In addition, of course, to the Tasmanian Christmas carnivals, which we're probably most known for across the northwest coast.
With the experience you've had in working in all those events in the last 12 months, things have changed drastically, as we know, but you've been able to deliver things like the Launceston Running Festival only a couple of weeks ago in a COVID-safe manner. You're confident that that can happen with the Burnie 10 again this year?
Absolutely. The Tasmanian government, to their credit, created the 1, 2 and 3 step frameworks, and we've had a number of level 3, which means up mm-hmm. to 5,000 participants this year. We've had 3 of them now, the Hobart Run the Bridge, the Easter Marathon and Launceston Running Festival. So we'll be putting that application in, of course, for the Burnie 10 on October 24, and we'd be seeing no reason why we wouldn't be able to show that we can deliver a COVID-safe event here in Burnie. And you know, it's important that people have that peace of mind that they can turn up to a safe event, and we've got some runs on the board, so to speak, and we're confident we can do that again for sure.
We all hate getting marketing emails, but you've got a large database of runners and participants from all over the place, and they'll probably be getting a few marketing emails now about the Burnie 10, but they won't mind, I'm sure.
No, that's right, and everyone understands and knows how big the Burnie 10 has been and still is. You know, it's one of the state's biggest fun run, and per capita, about 10% of the population of Burnie do this event. So we want to continue that. We want to encourage people to travel to it. Obviously, we'll be letting the people know that have done our events in the past in Hobart and Launceston and also in the state to come across for the Burnie 10. I've had a number of conversations with elite athletes keen to come already. They know it's a fast course. Stuart McSwain's run the fastest 10 kilometres ever on Australian soil here at Burnie 10 a couple of years back. So people can come here and have a wonderful run. I've done it myself as a runner back in my day, and it's a beautiful scenic course, the Burnie 10. You were so close to that coastline and looking at the beaches and starting and finishing in the heart of a city. It's got a lot of promising things for it, and that's why it's been such an amazing event for nearly 4 decades.
I've done it a number of times myself, but I can't say that I had time to look at the scenery, but it's for people that haven't been here before, it's obviously an attraction.
Oh, it's got a lot to offer for it. I mean, starting and finishing in a city, being so close to the coastline, and then when you turn, you come back and you see all the other people out there, and the high fives and the cheers are probably less high fives these days in a COVID safe, and you're not going to elbow bump people on the way past, but certainly the cheering and the support from fellow competitors out on course is something that is all the ingredients that the Burnie 10 provides, and is really exciting for people to be able to experience that. And the event's had nearly 4,500 people not that long ago, and had a really strong virtual event last year. The numbers of over 1,000 people doing the virtual event, which is really good considering I've done a lot of virtual events, and I know many of them haven't done well. So hats off to the team for doing that. And we look forward to working with the existing committee and hoping that many of them will still play a role with this. We met with them during the week before we made the announcement, and plenty of them are still keen to play a role, and we know how people love volunteering.
Yeah. It's a three-year arrangement at this stage. It'll be a partnership between yourself at the Athletic Club you mentioned and the council, but then that'll be reviewed in 3 years' time with the aim of you possibly taking it over completely? Or
yeah, if everybody's happy. I mean, that's a nice, sensible, transitional period of 3 years. We can... There's a lot of IP that comes with an event like this, so it gives us a chance to transition a lot of that over to the new organising group of Burnie Athletic Club and Epic Events and Marketing. And assuming we do a good job, it is Burnie City Council's event. It remains Burnie City Council's event, so we've got to prove ourselves to them. But assuming that they're happy with the work that we as a group do and we're enjoying it, and the people turn up in their thousands still, then we see no reason why we won't take ownership.
So it's on October the 24th this year?
Sunday.
Yep. Let's hope it's the first of many to come.
Yes, and entries will open soon.
Okay, terrific. Thanks, Richard.